Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Dom Salvio with me, helping me out for this Monday show. My hair was lit on fire this past Sunday because Speaker Mike Johnson has failed every single one of us in every conceivable way because he has lost his sense of duty, of reverence to the Constitution. Shame on him. And here's why, and Dom, I want to get your reaction to this. If you think it's bad now, if you think it was bad in 2020, it is far, far worse. And here's why. One, Donald Trump is way more desperate than he was in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can hear the drums. You can hear the march. He knows that his day in court is coming. He knows Jack Smith ain't quitting. And while the Supreme Court may be in his pocket, there is still a piper to be paid, and Donald Trump is desperate. Everyone in the MAGA cult expects him to win, thinks it's the only outcome. They don't hear any contrary information. They only listen within the bubble. Today, Donald Trump has more lackeys in place, more infrastructure in place, and the entire political party that used to be the Republican Party is conditioned to acquiesce, to bend the knee to his every most grotesque and base whim. Four, he's going to get the GOP-controlled legislatures to try to overturn the results, obviously. They did it then. Now they actually have a playbook. They're ready. It won't be something they're trying to figure out on the fly. They know how to do it. Oh, and how do we know that? Because five, they have already flooded the zone. There are over 400 lawsuits challenging various aspects of our electoral processes across the country. Thank God that the Wisconsin Supreme Court doesn't look itself like a MAGA cult, except right. For those other four. Six, in a way that we have never seen before, it is misinformation and lies every day. The floodgates are open. All they do is lie. Mike Johnson lied. Crime is down. He lied about it. Hurricane relief? Mike Johnson isn't the one who, he's refusing to call the House back into session to increase aid. Donald Trump diverted aid from FEMA in 2018 and diverted it to his border fight. What are they talking about? Seven, Trump has greenlit violence. He promises pardons to the January 6th insurrectionists. He talks about fight, fight, fight. It is an explicit endorsement of an armed civil war. That is what's happening. So Wisco Paul ain't far off. And why is all of this much more dangerous? Because there's no outcome except Donald Trump in the White House that anyone on that side will accept. That's the difference. If the votes show that Donald Trump wins, I'll be angry and pissed off, but I'll accept the outcome because I believe in our democracy. That is the key difference. At the end of the day, there is one outcome. Otherwise, they're threatening all of us with violence and civil war.
Again.
Again.
Still continuing, right? I mean, if Donald Trump gets in office and does these pardons, he'll have his own little private army, right? And he'll be able to, according to the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate his political rivals. You don't think a deranged man like Donald Trump, an old deranged man like Donald Trump, wouldn't do something like that in the tail end of his miserable life? I have no doubt. I have no faith in the man. None whatsoever. A few things on this. I believe they did make some legal changes to the vice president's role in accepting the slate of electors, right? They buttoned down some of the loopholes that these attorneys thought they could push through in their efforts in the states, in Wisconsin, Arizona, and so forth. So I think that's less of an issue. The straight up lies, and this is what really gets me. When you say a straight up falsehood that can be proven statistically by the same numbers that you would take a few years ago, oh, they're great, inflation is up, inflation is down, and then you just totally go against that with no, and none of your followers are pushing you on it. They're just going to believe everything you say. How can you have an argument? How can you have a discussion? How can you work on legislation? How can you govern when you cannot agree on what is up and what is down?
It's an insanity. And just this fact, folks, and I want this to sink in. Last week, the Public Religion Research Institute found that 1 in 4 Republicans support political violence. Research published last week has made it clear that 25% of Republicans support political violence.
Terrible.
Democracy doesn't work where it's like only our side wins or civil war and Armageddon. That's the opposite of democracy. Democracy is we count the votes. Right. Everybody gets to vote if they're legally entitled to vote. And Democrats don't need to say that people who are not citizens aren't entitled to vote because that's not the
Well, and let's not forget how the president and vice president reacted during the, with these assassination attempts. I mean, it is almost daily that President Joe Biden says political violence has no place in our society. He says it over and over, time and time again. And so if you are so concerned as Republicans thinking, well, you keep saying that Donald Trump wants to be a dictator. Well, that's what he said. I'm just repeating it. And therefore, you're endangering his life. Well, then you're assuming that, you know, words have power. So maybe you shouldn't say that Haitians are eating pets. You know what I mean? Maybe you shouldn't say that Joe Biden is pilfering FEMA, because those things are not true. If you're so concerned that words have meaning and power, maybe you should check your own.
Kurt and Mark, sorry we didn't get to you, but I bet Dom will. He's next up with the Dom Salvia Show. Thanks, little buddy, for joining me.
Thank you, Maggie.
In our special Monday segments, I'm Maggie Don. That's going to do it for me here on the Maggie Don Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it's always better when we stand together for democracy.